Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor, Mr. Mayor, members of the Harvard Alumni Legal Society, Mr. George Jessel.
Mr. Jessel isn't here.
For many years, I practiced corporate law here in the city of New York. And then about 6 months ago, I prevailed upon my lovely wife to move to a farm in the beautiful Hooterville Valley.
He didn't prevail me, he tricked me.
Lisa, please. Well, no matter how I got her. At any rate, I settled down to become a farmer. I planted corn. I planted wheat. I bought an apple orchard. But I missed the practice of law.
Yet he wouldn't move back to New York.
Lisa. At any rate, a few weeks ago, I hung out my shingle. Well, I very soon found out that there's a vast difference between the practice of corporate law and country law. My guest here at the speaker's table tonight, Arnold Ziffel, is a case in point. I'd like to explain why Arnold is here. You see, when Mr. Smead called me... Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Smead, I'd be glad to. Oh, I'd be honored. Oh, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there, Mr. Smead. Goodbye. Lisa! Lisa!
Darling, darling, what's the matter?
What's the matter? Nothing's the matter. We're going to New York.
Oh, you sold the farm.
Lisa. No, I have been invited to be the keynote speaker for the Harvard Alumni Legal Society.
I can't go.
Why not?
Well, I haven't got anything to wear for the Aluminum Society.
Alumni Society? You got a whole closet full of clothes.
What about the yellow one?
The yellow what?
The yellow gown.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine.
All right, I go buy one.
Lisa, wear what you've got.
But, darling, I...
And no, don't bother me anymore about your clothes. I've got to concentrate on my speech. Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor, Mr. Mayor, and members of the Harvard Alumni Legal Society, George Jessel, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great honor to have been chosen to talk to this annual meeting on the subject of...
Darling, darling, do you like it?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's very nice, yes. On the
I can't wear it.
Why not?
I wore it once to the Almaroc and everybody saw it.
Lisa, I'm sure the people that'll be at this banquet were not in Almaroc the night you wore that dress.
I can't take the chance. It wouldn't be right for my husband making a speech in a gown everybody already saw.
I'm not wearing the dress.
Neither am I.
Distinguished members of the...
Mr. Douglas. It is I, Eb, your faithful hired hand.
What do you want?
How long are you going to be at the aluminum meeting?
Alumni. We'll be in New York for about a week, and I'm leaving you in charge of the farm while we're away.
Including Tuesday?
Of course.
That's my day off.
Well, you can't have a day off while we're away. You can have 2 days off when we get back.
Which 2 days?
I don't know.
How about Saturday and Sunday?
Fine.
Thursday and Friday would be better.
Okay, Thursday and Friday.
And Saturday and Sunday?
No.
How about Tuesday? That's my day off.
Look, Ab, I'm depending on you.
Darling, do you like this one?
I sure do.
Since when are you called darling?
That's what my girlfriend calls me.
This is the one I wore to the opening of the horse show, and nobody looked at the horses, not even the other horses.
Yes, I remember.
Oh, Ab, will you look after Alice the chicken while we are gone?
Yes, ma'am.
And Bertram, her chicken husband?
Her chicken husband?
She means the rooster. You see,
I know what she means.
Don't you worry. You just have a good time. Oh, Mr. Douglas, while you're in New York, will you do me a favor and call up my mother?
Your mother lives in New York?
No, she lives out here. But she loves to get long-distance calls.
I don't care what you've got. You can't take Arnold.
Fred, you owe Haney money.
I don't owe him nothing.
Well, the court says you do. And they issued this here attachment thing for Arnold.
You can't take him. Arnold, get in the house.
Keep out. Look, Fred, I don't like Haney any more than you do, but I got a job to do.
Well, do it somewhere else.
Fred, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Now, I'm giving you just 1 hour to cool off, and then I'm coming back and take Arnold.
Who turned on that TV set?
Arnold.
Fred, what are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot Haney.
I'm not going to let you do it.
Well, what other way is it?
The legal way.
Well, this is legal. I got a license for this gun.
I mean, get a lawyer.
Oh, a lawyer. I can shoot better than any lawyer around here.
Why don't you go see Mr. Douglas?
Oh, lawyers. All they do is talk, or what I want is action.
Yeah, well, if you don't put that gun away, you'll get all the action you can handle.
Doris? We've been married a long time, and this is the first time you've ever raised a hand to me.
I'm just trying to save you from doing something you'll be sorry for the rest of your life.
Well, why didn't you do it before we got married?
Oh, that's very funny. Maybe I should let you shoot Haney and get arrested and put in prison. Then I'd only have to visit your weekends.
Now, Doris, you keep on talking that way, and our marriage just ain't going to work out.
I've got to get that board fixed.
Darling, where's the trunk?
What do you need a trunk for? I'm only going to be there a week.
Well, we can't check into the Ritz Plaza with only 12 suitcases. Everybody's going to think we're nobodies.
I don't care what they think.
They ain't home. Let's go shoot Haney.
Knock again.
Mr. and Mrs. Ziffel.
Hi, Miss Douglas.
Oh, hello, Arnold. Come in. Come right in. Oh, come in, Mrs. Ziffel. Mr. Ziffel.
Thank you.
There. How nice to see you again. Oh, what a pretty hat.
Thank you.
She wasn't talking to you. She was talking to me. And take yours off.
Arnold, would you like to play with Mignon? Oh, Mignon, there is someone here to see you. Won't you sit down?
No, Miss Douglas, this ain't a social call. We're here on legal business.
Yeah, we want to consult your husband.
Oh, Oliver, the Ziffers are here to insult you.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Ziffel? Mrs. Ziffel?
Not very good, Mr. Douglas.
No. What's the matter?
Darling, aren't you going to say hello to Arnold?
Arnold? Oh, hello, Arnold.
We need your legal advice.
What's your problem?
Well, the problem is, I want to shoot Haney, and Doris won't let me.
Shoot Haney?
Oh, we ain't going to do it.
I ought to, though. He's got a legal paper to attach Arnold.
Oh, now, Mr. Ziffel, wouldn't it be kind of foolish to shoot Mr. Haney just because of a pig?
Well, now, Mr. Douglas, he might be a pig to you, but to us, he's just like one of the family. In fact, if we had a son, we'd want him to be just like Arnold. Yeah, he's got good manners and he's clean.
He's such a comfort to us.
Yeah, Mr. Douglas, he's a good pig. He just sits there all day and watches television.
don't even bother us to turn it on for him.
Are you trying to tell me that I don't get... What's that?
Now, Arnold, nobody gave you permission to turn on the Douglas's set.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Ziffer.
No, it's not. Arnold, turn it off.
Then I'll turn it off.
You are going to help us, aren't you, Mr. Douglas?
Why did Mr. Haney attach Arnold?
Well, he claims I owe him $122.
He must have gotten a judgment against you.
I don't care what he got. I don't owe him the money.
Yeah, we bought this sofa from him. And the first time I sat on it, it fell apart.
Now, I bought a few things for Mr. Haney myself.
Yes, like the farm, the house, the tractor, the cow.
I know what I bought.
Then why don't we sue him?
Isn't there anything we can do, Mr. Douglas?
We can appeal. And as soon as I get back from New York...
We can't wait. If Haney ever gets his hands on Arnold, link sausages.
Oh, Fred... Don't say that.
Darling, you must do something.
But we're leaving.
Not until you do something.
All right. I'll go over and I'll talk to Mr. Haney. You're welcome, Arnold.
Oh, don't worry. My husband will get your son the pig out of trouble in no time at all.
Just a minute. Come in. Well, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Haney.
Mr. Douglas, how would you like to buy a genuine wormwood table?
No, thank you.
It's all hand et by genuine Peruvian worms.
I'm not interested.
I know what you're looking for. This beautiful giant egg slicer.
That's a harp.
Correct. An egg slicer harp. Made personal by Horace Egg Slicer. The last of the great harp makers.
Mr. Haney, I'm here on a legal matter.
Be glad to give you any advice I can. Now, you just sit down in this genuine antique rocking chair.
I don't want to sit down.
You know... You're the first person that sat in that chair since Whistler's mother.
Mr. Haney, I want to talk to you about Arnold.
What about him?
I don't think it was right for you to attach him.
Well, that's just a matter of opinion. I sold Fred Ziffel a sofa in good faith. He didn't pay me in good faith. So I attached Arnold in good faith. So you can see the whole thing happened in good faith.
I don't consider it good faith to attach a man's most prized possession.
Well, now, that sofa was pretty prized. It was a genuine Duncan Pfeiffer.
Oh, come on. Mr. Haney, I think you misrepresented that sofa, Mr. Ziffel, and I'm going to advise him to bring suit against you for fraud.
Mr. Douglas, do you know what you did? You destroyed an irreplaceable piece of antiquity.
Oh, they were loose.
They didn't come off when Whistler's mother stood up. You owe me $145.
You can glue them back on.
They're ungluable. $145.
I don't owe you a thing.
Oh, you just killed 16 of my best Peruvian worms. I'll have to add another $12 to the $145. Now, if you want to make me out a check...
I don't want to make you out a thing. Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
Fred, where's Arnold?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Mr. Ziffel, you've got to turn Arnold over to the sheriff. Otherwise, you'll be in contempt of court.
Yeah, you better listen to Mr. Douglas. Now, is Arnold in the house there?
I ain't saying.
All right, I'll go in and see for myself.
Just a minute. You have a search warrant?
What's that?
Well, that's a warrant to search the premises.
Is he making that up, Fred?
I don't know. I don't think so, though. You went to that fancy law school, Hartford.
I never heard of it.
It's Harvard.
I never heard of that either.
Look, Mr. Ziffel, I've got to leave. Now, you turn Arnold over to the sheriff, and when I come back, we'll settle this whole thing with Mr. Haney. Goodbye.
Friend, is he a little...
tensed?
No, he's just a steady fellow.
Oh.
So I told Mrs. Ziffel to turn the pig over to the sheriff, but he refused.
I don't blame him for hiding Arnold.
I didn't say he hit him.
Oh, somebody said it.
You said it.
I did? Well, that's where I must have heard it.
Lisa, do you know where Arnold is?
How should I know?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you might. What's that?
I didn't hear anything.
Lisa? What?
I didn't hear it again.
All right, Lisa. Where is he?
Where is who?
Arnold. What's he doing here?
Who?
Him.
Oh, what a pretty little pussycat.
The sheriff is looking for him. You're harboring a fugitive.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell the sheriff where he is.
You're a fink.
What?
I heard it on television. You see, there was this gangster in Chicago who was being chased by Elliot Mess.
Elliot Mess?
Yes, and then this other fellow told Mr. Mess where the gangster was, and his friend called him a fink. Now, if you tell it to the sheriff, you're one of them.
Lisa, I'm an officer of the court. I am duty-bound to turn him in.
How can you do this to the Ziffers? Their only son.
Look, he's not a person. He's a pig.
A pig is a person to another pig.
Lisa.
Now, if I were a pig and you were a pig, I would be a person to you and vice versa.
I am not a pig.
No, you're a fink.
Whatever I am, I have to turn him in. Arnold? Here, boy. Come here, Arnold. That's the stuff. Suey, suey. Arnold? Arnold, come on. Come out of there.
Go back, Arnold.
Arnold, come on, Arnold. Come on, come on.
Don't do it.
Lisa, you're compounding a felony. Come on. Arnold, come on. Arnold, come. Oh. Arnold! Where are you? Arnold! Come on, Arnold, where? Arnold, come here. Here, piggy, piggy. Arnold! Arnold!
Did you find him?
Arnold, come on. Arnold! Arnold! He's gone. Lisa!
What's the matter?
I'm stuck!
You're being punished for being mean to Arnold.
Who's punishing me?
Well, I don't want to mention any names.
Get Ab!
All right, now, don't go away!
Ow! Oh.
Did you say something?
Yeah, will you get off the board? You're standing on my head!
Ab! Oh, Mr. Kimball.
Hello, Mrs. Douglas. Is Mr. Douglas around?
Yes, he's under the house. Ab!
Oh, well, if he's busy, I'll come back tomorrow. Oh, I can't come back tomorrow. I'm busy tomorrow. Then all the things that I forgot to do today, whatever they are.
He is not busy. He's stuck under the house. Now, where is that Ab?
Stuck, huh? Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I guess I could say it. I'm surprised. I don't know why I said I couldn't say it.
Now, Mr. Kimball, will you please go in and see if you can help him, and I'll go and find Ab.
I'll be glad to.
Ab!
Lisa!
Mr. Douglas?
Ow!
Ah. Oh, there you are. You know, you got a loose board here.
Oh, cut that out, will you? Get me out of here.
Yeah, right away. You got to get this thing fixed before somebody gets hurt.
Well, how are we doing?
We're not doing good at all. Can you help me get out of here?
Of where? Oh, you mean out of here. I thought I gave you all those pamphlets on safety first around the farm. Now, if you'd have read them, you wouldn't have fallen in a bathtub.
I didn't fall in a bathtub.
Oliver, I got out.
Oh!
Don't worry, Mr. Douglas. I'll get you out.
Oh!
I think I know how to do it, Mr. Douglas. I'll crawl under and grab your legs. Then Mr. Kimmel can grab my legs and pull us both out.
Well, that sounds like a very sensible... Well, not a sensible... Well, why don't we try it?
Okay, I've got his legs. Start pulling.
Start pull! Get out!
You only got half of him. Darling, maybe... Oliver, you're wearing those terrible polka dot shorts I don't like.
I've got it. The fire department.
Stop your siren! Stop your bell!
In the bedroom!
The bedroom, man!
Fire department's here.
Better put your pants on.
Oh, Mr. Henny, good to see you.
Well, it's not good to see you.
Never mind that. Where's the fire?
Fire? Oh, it's under the floors there. Under the
floor holes.
No.
Pressure!
No, Mr. Henny, no.
Hi, you fathead! Turn that water off! You idiot!
Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor, come in.
Here's your trunk, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, put it right there. There you are, thank you.
Thank you.
Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor.
Darling,
Mr.
How do you like my gown?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
How do you like my shoes?
Lovely, lovely. Look, could you let me go over my speech once more? I'd like to make sure I've got the thing pat.
Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor... What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Well, there's just a... Distinguished members of the Supreme Court, Mr. Governor, You said it again.
I didn't say it. The trunk said it.
The trunk? Arnold, you... Lisa, did you put...
No, it was his idea.
What are we going to do? We can't keep him in a hotel. Arnold, get out of there. Get out from under...
Arnold!
Arnold! Oh, come on, Arnold. Come on, that's a good...
Oh, hello?
That's a...
Oh, hello, Mr. Smead.
Come on, piggy.
Oh, I see if I can get him. He's under the bed talking to a pig.
You have to tell him that.
Oh, he'll be right here. Hold on.
Hello, Mr. Smead. Yes, I know what she said, yes. Well, when we opened the trunk, we found Arnold inside. Arnold, that's the pig's name. Arnold, yes. Well, he's the son of a friend of ours, and... Well, he's not their son. No, Well, he's a very unusual pig. Arnold, turn off that TV. Arnold loves to turn on the TV. Yes, he's a pig. Who's stoned? If that's the way you feel about it, I'll bring him along with me. Yes. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we brought Arnold Ziffel with us tonight. As you can see, Arnold, where did you get that?
Oh, they met in the bar.
In the bar?
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Her mother introduced them. a film waste presentation, darling.
Thank you.